Topic Tuesday on the front page. Call now and bring the heat. Call 520-KJLH.
Anyway, we have a special guest in the studio. There's been a lot of speculation, drama, hype, rumors. Yeah, a lot going on. And, you know, it's funny how things happen in our activist community, in our online community, in our political community. There's been a lot of talk on the internet about a Compton school board official who allegedly said some things, which I will not repeat on this radio station because I don't talk that way on the radio. But there are things that school board officials are not supposed to be saying, and there are things that, you know, typically we prefer if no one says. But there's been a lot of misinformation, and I want to introduce this guest, but I want to start by saying, you know, you've seen it on YouTube, and they said that he called Trayvon Martin some names and his boss some names. And I just want to say, you know, sometimes I just have to take the opposite position of my fellow activists. I want to say that I want to ask the question, why are we in the business of tearing down young black leaders? Why are we in the business of doing that? Is that our job? Do we have anything else on our agenda that might be more important? Now, we're going to talk, and I'm going to tell you from what I have seen, and I've seen what's on YouTube. Yeah, it's stupid. To me, it's something that shouldn't be said, and we'll talk about why it was said and what happened, but to me, your job now, you want to protest, you want to go to the Compton School Board and demand somebody resign. This is your position? Aren't you busy making sure Mitt Romney isn't elected? Aren't you busy making sure that they're not cutting programs for our youth here in California? Your job right now, to me, you know, Bill Clinton, politician, did some things we don't approve of. But y'all love him. Marion Barry, smoke crack on camera, but y'all reelected him. People stay stupid-ish all the time. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you still quoting him in the paper like he's somebody's authority. These are deeds, not words. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying this to excuse anybody, but what I'm saying is I have more important things to do than tear down young black leaders. Now, correct? Correct, folks? Council of Elders out there, pull people's coattails. Anyway, Sky Fisher is here in the studio. He was first elected to the Compton Unified School Board of Trustees about a year ago, November 8, 2011. At the age of 28 years old, he became the youngest member elected to the Compton Unified School District's Board of Trustees, youngest African-American elected official in L.A. County and Southern California. He's a native of Compton. Born and raised, reared and educated in the public schools, a proud product of Compton's educational system. Sky Fisher, welcome to the front page.
Thank you, Ms. Dominique DePrima.
It's good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and thank you, KJLH and Stevie Wonder, for giving me the opportunity to talk to my family, the Compton community, this morning.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you, and I'm glad that you're, you know, here on Hot Topic Tuesday, which means anyone can call and talk to you, 520-KJLH, 520-5554, facing the music, as they say. I know you've heard yourself on YouTube. You issued an apology, which has been little reported, but
yes,
you did issue an apology, apologizing to your boss. Do you want to kind of recap what you said? Not what you said on YouTube, but what your apology said.
Yes, I apologize to especially the family of Trayvon Martin, the Superintendent Karen Friesen, and the Compton community, most importantly, and everyone that may have been affected by those comments that they may have heard or read about.
And so you've apologized. You said you're stepping down, taking a leave of absence.
Yes.
By the way, if you want to hear those comments, you don't have to go to YouTube because I'm not playing that on the radio. I don't. It's not how I roll. But you've heard about it by now. It's been all over the place. What were you thinking? You know I have to ask you that, Sky. What were you thinking?
Well, you know, when I ran for office and when I won, I said I didn't want to be like the elected officials that I've been in contact with the past and basically get elected and disappear. I wanted to be transparent. I wanted the community to know that I'm a real person. I can have fun with my friends. And I can also take care of business inside of the boardroom. And I know I messed up. I messed up. I admit that, and I am taking the spanking that the community is giving me and the national media is giving me and the community activists are giving me. But, you know, I didn't kill anybody. I didn't steal any money. I didn't rape anybody. And, you know, I was brought up in a home where if you had problems in your family, you didn't air your dirty laundry. You sat down and you talked these problems out. I never had that opportunity. And that's why I'm here.
Well, Sky, I mean, let's put things in context. This thing, this interview that we heard on YouTube is part of something called Pigs Radio, right?
Yes.
It's something that you've been doing with your friends for...
About 2 years.
Before you were elected.
Yes.
Your friends, which we can tell from the video, from the audio, are... A bunch of wild young people.
Yes, they are.
And what you were doing was actually supposed to be a character that you portray on the show, right?
Yes. On the show, I play Sky the Compton Martian, who is a self-serving, obnoxious political guru. And on the show, we talk about very sensitive topics, and we poke fun at each other and each other's races and things like that.
So you're meant to, your character is almost meant to be like a... Clarence Thomas type of character.
Yes.
And so when we heard you, from what I understand, you may have been hungover or even intoxicated at the time.
That's the character. That character is always hungover or intoxicated or, you know, high on something.
But what about you? Were you at that time?
Oh, no. No.
You were not?
No. I was strictly in character. That's totally not my personality. That's only me during that show as Sky the Compton Martian playing a character on the radio show.
But here you are an elected official, and you said in your statement that you should have quit the show when you were elected. I understand this thing about keeping it real. It messes up a lot of people, but it seems like you were trying to keep it real. But at the same time, I mean, you're an elected official. You know that's not gonna be quoted as here's Sky playing a character. It's gonna be quoted literally verbatim. This guy says Trayvon Martin is, you know, a disparaging word for homosexual, blah blah blah.
So, you're correct. Like I said, I messed up. I know I should have stopped doing this show once I got elected in November. But, you know, like I said earlier, I really wanted to keep my life transparent and let my friends know that, hey, I'm still the same Sky that hung out with you guys, that laughed and talked with you guys before I was elected. I can still have fun with you. But on Tuesday and after I get off from my daily job, I'm a Compton school board member, and I'm there to make sure every student in the district is prepared to go out into the world upon graduation.
You know, as, I mean, I've been in this community for quite a while now and been an activist for quite a while, and I feel like, you know, I've talked to a lot of politicians, supported a lot, others not so much. My reaction when I heard this was that somebody needs to sit this young man down and talk to him. I'm willing to do, you know, if you want, I'm sure you've been lectured plenty since then. But if you need some more lecturing, I'm very, very willing to offer that service. Because we have so few young black men in leadership positions. And that you know as well as I do that they're constantly under attack. I believe the LA Times, you know, and I subscribe to it, but I believe the LA Times is on a mission to take young black men who are leaders down. Martin Ludlow, Omar Bradley, you know, Tucker, the list goes on. And you know that because you're educated and you're smart. And it's like you're telling them, You know, here, I'm a baby. Take my candy. I mean, you're 28 years old, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I, you know, like I said when I opened, we all say stupid stuff. I do it for a living. And we all get in trouble for doing it. You know, it's part of the process. But you just look like you just painted a target on your own chest and said, shoot me.
Well, and that's partly the way that I was raised because, you know, I was raised in a close-knit family. And when we had problems, we sat down and we talked these problems through. We didn't go out and, you know, air our dirty laundry. And so I thought that if there was a problem, my family, the Compton community, would have come to me and said, hey, you need to stop that.
But you know that there are opportunists. There are people that want to be in the national spotlight at any cost. And if you're behind is the price, then so be it. Now, you know, in a story like that is going to take off with, you know, winged feet because Trayvon Martin has been in the news because people, you know, the Rush Limbaughs of the world calling women the B word and other things has been in the news. And, you know, and some people will take any opportunity. You know, again, I said it at the beginning, I don't understand y'all who want to, you know, kiss the feet of Bill Clinton, but you're calling for Sky to resign. I think Sky needs a good talking to by his mama, grandmother, and maybe some of our Council of Elder elected officials and regroup. Are you going to resign? You're on leave of absence.
I have no intention of resigning my seat. The voters of Compton put me in there for a reason, and I'm going to continue. This is a small detour, but I'm going to continue on my road.
Even if people are, say, marching outside
people can march
board.
Outside the school board, outside my home, and I'm going to continue to push forward because the work that needs to be done in that district is way too important to let this stop me.
You know, we have a Hot Topic Tuesday, which means we have folks on the phone. So you're not planning at this point to resign from the Compton School Board?
I'm not planning at any point to resign.
Are you going to resign from Pigs Radio?
Yes.
When is that going to happen?
That happened 2 weeks ago. When all this broke. I learned the hard way that I can't do that radio show. And if I did do the radio show, I can't do that character.
Mm-hmm.
I have to play the upstanding school board member that the Compton community has put me in office to be.
Right. I mean, you could play the super square, but that I don't know if that's going to help your case either. I just, you know, it bothers me that people feel like a priority for us should be to force you to resign. What bothers me even more is that I understand there's a protest plan for the day before Mother's Day at the home of your grandmother.
My mother.
Your mother.
Yes.
So disrespectful. And, you know, if anyone shows up to that, I know Jasmine will probably be there taking pictures. Shame on you. Shame on you. It's Mother's Day. You know, I'm sure your mom is none too happy about this whole episode to begin with.
Oh, no.
As a mother, I can pretty much tell you.
She almost took her belt off.
Yeah, she has some choice work. Now, y'all gonna go bother this woman? Really? Really, black people? This is how we want to spend our time? Really? Why don't you go down and if you got time on the day before Mother's Day to protest, go protest those mothers in Sacramento that want to cut educational funds so that we won't have people, you know, with the opportunity to be on school boards, so that we won't have books, so that we won't have a school lunch program, so that summer school is being cut. It's almost nothing in Compton, right?
Exactly.
But all through LAUSD, we're talking about you can't get some summer school classes for kids. But your priority is to go to Sky's mama house the day before Mother's Day. Really, people? I'm not feeling you on that. And I have to take the contrary position. And Sky, you know, I hope you don't resign.
I'm not.
I really hope you don't do any more stupid-ish that's caught on tape, video, audio, or otherwise. I really don't want you to be Mary and Barry Part 2.
I'm not.
But I got to tell you, you get more than one chance.
This is lesson learned for me. And you know what? I've never had the opportunity to actually sit down with the NAACP in Compton, or, you know, the community activists that are out there that want me to resign and want to put on a recall. And I welcome the opportunity to sit down and discuss the issues, because Compton, we're one big family. And like I said at the beginning, when you have a problem with your family, you don't air your dirty laundry. You come and you have an intelligent discussion. And, you know, I'm taking my spanking. I've been taking my spanking ever since last Wednesday when it was broken LA Weekly. And this is lesson learned.
Yeah, well, and see, that's the thing is I think we can't be so willing to eat our young. We have to say, you know what? This is what we do. This is how you shape leaders. If you've never been through a good scandal, how are you going to be in the White House or in the Congress? Every one of them has been through one. And they didn't get, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You just don't do it, people. And if that's the position we're taking, don't sign me up. Because I'm not okay with that. Let's go to Adrian from Compton. Hi, Adrian. You're on with Sky Fisher and on a Hot Topic Tuesday. Good morning. Adrian?
Yes, good morning.
You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Adrian Cleveland, and I'm a company-outside employee.
Mm.
I am also a person that advocated for Mr. Sky Fisher. I'd like to know, or the public to know, that Sky Fisher played a character on a radio show. We in no way condone the comments that were made, but we want people to know that was a character, a fictional character that he portrayed, similar to the Terminator as Arnold Schwarzenegger played, and the bad cop that Denzel Washington played. I can't even remember the movie, but I'd like for the public to know that Sky Fisher is an upstanding Compton community. He was born and raised. He's one of our own. And I do support Sky Fisher. However, again, I don't condone the comments that were made. But I do want Sky Fisher to know that we are going to hold him accountable. We want him to speak to our youth about how actions have consequences. We want him to participate in our cafeterias and our schools. We want him to participate in activities. You know, we need him to come back to the community and show that, you know, there are consequences for actions, as well as that, you know, we will forgive. However, you know, it's going to be difficult forgetting because these were very harsh comments. But I do support Sky Fisher.
Okay, Adrian.
And hello?
Okay, got it.
And I like the way every comment, you were right on point. I couldn't have said it better.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling. You know, you said at the beginning of this thing that you were in character. Gotta take a break here. We're taking your phone calls. 520-KGLH. But did you mean it? I mean, people, you know.
Definitely not.
I gotta ask you this. We're on the radio. What are your feelings about Trayvon Martin?
You know, the week before these comments were made, I actually participated in a rally in support of the Trayvon Martin family. I've been advocating for Trayvon Martin and his family and praying for them. I have my family praying for the family. And like I said, this was just a character that was portrayed on a radio show that has been portrayed in the same light for the past 2.5 years. It's not Sky Fisher.
We're going to find out why Sky wants to stay on the school board. What is there to do? What's to be done? What needs to be done? And we're taking your phone calls, 520-KGLH, 520-5554. It's the front page. It's Total Talk Expression, Radio Free, 102.3, KJLH.
It's time to get up.
Get down.
It's the front page.
The front page.
Front page.
On Radio Free,
102.3, KJLH.
It's a Hot Topic Tuesday. The phones are hot. Sky Fisher is still with us. But Sky, one of our regular contributors, Coach E, who does his Ultimate Transformation Moment on Wednesdays, wanted to speak to you this morning, I believe. Coach E, Eric Knoll, ultimatetransformations.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Dominique. Good morning, Mr. Fisher. You know, I called in. I very seldom
good morning, Coach.
Have the urge to interrupt your, you know, Hot Topic Tuesdays. But when I heard the young man on, Mr. Fisher, today, he inspired me to call in for one particular reason. And this is, you know, you're getting your whooping from all directions this morning. But I hope that he understands that, you know, it's from a supportive position. But it's a perfect example of what we have to make sure our young people in the community understand is that, you know, I asked Mr. Fisher this question. Do you remember all of the hard work and the sacrifice you put in to put yourself in the position to actually win the position?
I definitely
do. I asked you that question. Do you remember that hard work?
Yes, I do. I remember getting fired from my job and my job running candidates against me. I remember catching the shingles. I remember getting attacked in front of my house. I remember getting my car repossessed because I lost my job and wasn't able to pay my car note during the election. I lost everything.
So that's a tremendous sacrifice you put forth, didn't you?
Yes.
To do something that you believe in, that you have a passion to do.
Yes.
When you give that type of commitment to something, you must understand you have the first responsibility living up to your own individual dream, because your individual dream affects so many others. Do you know how many young black girls and boys in Compton need you to fulfill your dream to help them?
Yes.
With that in mind, you have to be able to make the choices. I know you want to be transparent and, you know, still be attached to your friends that you know, that's been with you. But they understand also that their mission is theirs. Yours is a new mission now. And you have to make the choices that empower the position that you're in. And I mean empower the position, meaning affect the people that you're going to affect from your own personal place. So I hope this experience makes you more focused. Don't give up, my... There are more people out there in support of you. If your intentions are to help the Compton School District as you say it is, there are more people out there in support of you than against you. So here is the time for you to stand up, face it all, bring on all comers, and fulfill your mission, brother. We will offer you the love and support to inspire you to continue.
Thank you so much, Coach.
But don't ever, ever take yourself away from what your purpose is. Regardless of, you know, being connected to the brothers, you can't do that anymore. You have a mission that you are here to fulfill, so fulfill it. I tell young men, these athletes that go make these big, huge contracts, you know what? You don't owe anybody anything. You can choose to help everyone, but you don't owe anybody anything. So those friends, you don't owe them anything because you put the hard work to get in there. But you can choose to help anyone you want. So be mindful of your choices. I had to say that to you, young brother, this morning. Keep getting your whoopings, but stand up and keep fighting on and help those young brothers and sisters in Compton, man, to be great like you.
Thank you so much, Coach, for that advice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Dominique, I thank you for giving me that time. I had to talk to the brother. You know, I've been reading and seeing the stuff, too, and I'm so happy you have him on. I hope that we can inspire him to continue to make the best choices for him to fulfill his mission so he can continue to help our community.
Thanks, Coach E. Eric Knoll.
What
he does.
Welcome.
He talks to young men all day. You're just another one in a long line, sir. We have Lee from Valencia. Lee, you're on the air with Sky Fisher, me, Hot Topic Tuesday.
Hi, good morning. How you doing, Dominique and Sky? Number one, I have to commend you for coming on here and taking such a lashing. Do I agree with the protests on Mother's Day and things of that nature? And maybe your humbleness is probably helping me be a little bit less frustrated. But the verbiage that was used, forget Trayvon Martin. That is something in the school board where children are killing themselves over. And you have to be more accountable for that. My daughter was expelled from school for merely passing a note, and she didn't know what was in there, and that terminology was in the note, and she got suspended.
You're talking about the homophobic language.
Exactly.
The anti-gay language.
Yes.
Are you homophobic? Do you hate gay people?
No. Let me clear that up.
I'm asking Sky, Lee. I'm following up on what you're saying.
Thank you for asking me that. In no way am I homophobic. In no way do I ever refer to any woman as the B word. Never, ever.
Now, most of us know that if we call our boss the B word, male, female, or otherwise, we're going to get fired.
Well, in this case, once again, I do apologize to Interim Superintendent Friesen.
Have you talked to her personally, face-to-face?
No, I haven't. After this broke loose, I haven't yet. I sent her, my statement, and, I asked for a 60-day leave. But, once again, in no way am I homophobic.
Which you were granted, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
In no way am I homophobic or refer to any woman as the B word. And in this particular situation, the superintendent actually works for the Board of Trustees.
5:33 in the morning. It's the front page. We're going to go to Paulette Gibson. She's the president of the Compton NAACP. Good morning, Ms. Gibson. You're on the front page.
Good morning.
Morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning. This is Paulette Gibson, president of the Compton NAACP.
Yes, ma'am. We know that. What's your statement?
I didn't hear that part of the intro. Good morning to you. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning.
I understand that you felt that you ever had a chance to talk to the NAACP. You've had many times to talk to me, and this is not the first time that you've said things that was inappropriate, out of character for a elected official, even prior to you being elected. And we believe in restoring. We have no problem with restoring any individual that have fallen or said things that they didn't really mean. But I just don't feel that you didn't mean those things, because I'm reading some things you wrote also on Juan Compton since then. And you said that you was going to still continue to be a frequent supporter of Pigs Radio as a participant. And now this morning I hear you saying that you're not going to be a part of that now.
I haven't been on that particular website, and there's folks that have taken over my Twitter since I've deleted it, since all this stuff has broken out.
So you're saying, and people are writing as you that, yes, are not you?
Yes. Also, and I understand, Ms. Gibson, that you are in the community, but at the same time, I am a product of Compton. I was raised in Compton. I'm a child of Compton.
Ms. Gibson, can I ask you a question? Because you're referring to things that happened before. Did you support Sky when he ran for school board?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you could be considered a political opponent.
Well,
in the spirit of disclosure.
Right to vote, I want to, but I,
of course you do.
I did not think that.
No, of course you can vote however you want to. But my point is, we need to be clear about, when people get in trouble, many times their political enemies come out of the woodwork. So my question is, do you feel you're being completely objective?
Well, I think so, because you can not support someone, because there's a lot of candidates in a race, and you can't support everybody. So you cannot support someone, but still respect him as an individual. Sky, no, I supported him running when he ran before for the college board, because I thought he was young, intelligent, articulate. I was really impressed. When our thing happened, he's gotten caught up with the wrong people, and I shared that before. As an individual, I think we need young people. And we encourage young people.
Did you run for the same office?
Courage. Pardon me?
Did you run for the same position on the school board?
Not against him. He wasn't running.
But you did run for it.
I ran for school board.
Yes. Okay, well, your bottom line, Ms. Gibson, you think he should step down?
Yes, I do.
And if he does, would you run for that seat again?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not running for a seat, so I don't want that twisted.
Yeah, I just want to make sure
we're after him. So make that real clear.
Yeah.
We're not going after him because of him running on school board or anybody wanting to run in his place. We're going after him strictly on what was said, and I think he's immature and irresponsible. And we can't have those kind of leaders on our school board.
Do you think that it's up to, that our job, our priority should be getting rid of a young black leader as opposed to maybe getting some books for those kids, or maybe getting summer school back in the city of Compton? Wouldn't that seem to be a higher priority in terms of where we should spend our energy?
Well, I don't think it has to be either or.
Okay.
I think we have
Fair
an
enough.
Obligation to do what's right, because we've also talked to some young people about this same situation, and they feel the way we do.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. How do you feel when you hear that? Compton NAACP, are they calling? Is it this an individual call, or are they calling for your resignation?
Like I said earlier, no. I've yet to receive a phone call from the NAACP asking to talk about this issue.
Okay, well, maybe it'll happen after today. We sure hope so. What are your priorities, Sky, for the city of Compton? Why is it that you feel that you're going to stay in there? What do you have to do? What's on your agenda?
You know, most importantly, we have to make sure that our students are graduating from our Compton schools prepared to tackle the challenges of life after high school. We have to reform secondary education. We have to find a new permanent superintendent. We have to tackle this $20 million general fund shortfall that we're going into next year. We have to make some serious cuts, and we have to make sure that every child has the opportunity to go to summer school if it's needed, not adult school. We need to bring college courses onto our campus. I'm committed to doing an overhaul on technology and facilities, because I know the importance of a student in secondary being able to take pride in the campus that they're attending.
Let's go to Odess Riley, calling from Inglewood. Good morning. Ms. Riley?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Riley, sorry, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dominique and Sky. I just wanted to call in and say, though I don't endorse some of the things that you said, and, you know, they could be very hurtful to others, I know how hard it is to get elected, and from the things I hear from you, you seem to be very intelligent and remorseful. I just want to say, don't let them push you to step down. If something you believe is the right place to be, keep fighting, keep pushing, and, you know, just make sure you make the correction. And you have a good day.
Thank you so much, Odess, for those words.
We're going to go to Gabriella from Long Beach. Appreciate the call, sir. Appreciate the call. Gabriella, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Gabriella.
Good morning.
Actually, I just wanted to tell Mr. Sky to put God first in whatever he do. I respect him on everything he's doing. I'm a pastor and founder for Noah's Ark Church and God in Christ. I'm 32. I'm young, too. We all make mistakes. We learn from them, and we push on. But in anything he do, just let him know, put God first in it all. And no matter what people say or how they do or whatever, it'll work itself out. And if you ever need me to come help him out, volunteer, whatever, take my number and name off the air, and I'll be glad to do so.
Thank you so much.
Stay on hold for us, Gabriella. We'll get your information. It's 5:40 in the morning. It's the front page. It's a Hot Topic Tuesday, but Sky Fisher is here. You may have heard the controversy about his comments on Pigs Radio. They've been posted on YouTube. He has explained to us that he was in a character, and he will be resigning from that radio show, or he has resigned from it, but has also apologized to the school board, to the people of Compton, and to his boss, to the Trayvon Martin family, but has said that he has no intentions of stepping down. 520-KJLH, 520-5554, the number to call. Go to Tara. Is Tara or Tara calling from Compton? Is it Tara? Hello?
Yes.
Are you Tara or Tara?
Tara.
Tara, you're on the air. You got the same name as my little sister. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, just calling because I wanted to let Sky know that as a resident and a registered voter, in which I did vote for him, that I do accept his apology. And that I think that, yes, it was poor judgment in what was said and the character and everything now that he's become a board member. But nevertheless, in all, people should be given a second chance. He's explaining what happened. He's explaining what he did. And I just feel that there should be a chance. And we can hold him accountable. All of us in our own community can hold him accountable to that. But I don't see why it should be a nail put in the coffin, a crucifixion.
Yeah.
So great when there's other things that have happened in our community. We've been raped financially before and mismanagement, and there are people that have walked away unscathed, and we let that happen. So,
well, you know, one of the things that, Tara, that really gets to me is that some of these very activists that are calling for him to step down have asked for and expected the forgiveness of our community for their transgressions, even done jail time and expected us to forgive them.
Yeah.
And keep it moving. And we do.
That's true.
And we do. So why wouldn't they offer and extend the same understanding, the same redemption, the same upliftment to somebody else that they expect to receive from us for their own transgressions?
And my concern, too, as a personnel commissioner, we need to, when we're in error, we need to, it's like we police our own ranks. We chastise our own, just like he was saying. I would have wanted and expected Paulette and other people in our community to try to reach Sky and ask him, you know, what was that about? Why did you do that? I mean, I heard it finally today myself, and I sat there and I listened to it, and I was like, a little harsh. I mean, you know, you have someone just lost their son and all the controversy behind it, and then you make, you know, a statement like that. But once it was explained to me, and then it made it like, it's not an excuse, but I understood, but at the same time, it just wasn't appropriate for him where his standard is now. And but I've supported him. He's good for our community. He is. And that's just the truth. So right now he is getting spanked. He is getting chastised. He is getting shook up. And sometimes God does that when we're getting a little bit out of hand or going way to the left. Gives us a little shake and say, hey, come on, I need you to line back up.
But he doesn't line us up and shoot us, though. Thank you.
Huh?
But no, God doesn't line us up and shoot us.
He doesn't flush us
down the toilet.
I got shot a whole bunch of times, sister.
Ditto.
Tara. But I was looking in the scripture, and I'm, you know, I don't know if I can go there, but in the scripture.
Go there. Just go there quick, because I got to take a break.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and it's the 14th verse. And it just says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's all we got to do.
Thank you, Tara.
How to forgive and support one another and move on. The district needs all of us together.
Thank you, Tara.
That district back together.
Appreciate you. It's the Front Page. It's a Hot Topic Tuesday. More straight ahead. You know where you are. You're home. It's Total Talk Expression, Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH.
Always increasing the family. The Front Page, Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH.
It's the Front Page on Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH. Sky Fisher still with us, Compton School Board member. Phones are hot. Almost time for Steve Harvey's show, so we're going to try to get these calls in fast and furious as we can. Leon from Sacramento, you're on the air. Good morning. Leon, thanks for listening online at KJLHradio.com.
Yes, thank you. And good morning to you, Mr. Kramer. And Sky Fisher, I just wanted to lend my support and just say a couple words. And that is, I hope you take this as a lesson learned, that you can be a power and an instrument for change, and that you walk away from this event stronger and really understand the power that you have to galvanize the community of Compton through your actions. And I want you to continue doing the good work that you've been doing, the campus visits, the programs with the youth, mentoring them. I believe you got some students, some scholarships. Just continue doing that and understand that there are people out there who do not want to see you succeed. However, know that you have the power to change Compton for better.
Thank you so much, Leon.
Thanks, Leon. Good to hear from you. We have Mario Martinez. He's one of the guys from Pigs Radio calling us from the radio show that you did that started all this drama. Mario, good morning.
Good morning. Front Page, Dominique, and Mrs. Skyfisher. How are we all doing today?
Good, good. We're almost up against Steve Harvey here, but I know you had something you wanted to say. First of all, you're Sky's friend, right?
I am. Co-creator of Pigs Radio.
Why in the world would you want to put him in this position as his friend?
Well, it's not even about being put in that position. It was a character that he was playing. He's been playing that character on the show for quite some time. The show that we created is based out of Compton. We are all Compton members here, and we do something out of here for fun. Unfortunately, it gets taken out of context, and of course, it becomes this big ordeal. But much like everything else, like Stern, Likas, controversy, unfortunately, it makes radio news. And unfortunately,
that's your homie. Don't you feel bad? Don't you feel like crap? Look at what's going on with his career now.
Oh, trust me. When this thing broke, I could only feel bad for what is happening. But, I mean, he is owning up for what he's doing, and he is taking the necessary steps to correct all this. And I just want to let people know that they're focusing on one bad thing versus all the good things that he's done. So people really need to focus on the positiveness that he has done for the community, what he has done for people, instead of one measly radio show, podcast show at that, and pick the bad things that the character that he plays off of this show.
Did you vote for him?
Of course.
Would you vote for him again?
Of course I will. I am a proud supporter of Sky Fisher.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Anything you want to say to Mario?
Thank you, Mario, for calling in.
Thank you, guys. I'm so sorry to hear about this whole uproar, and hopefully this all dies down and we can go back to our real lives and, like Dominique said, focus on what's important, especially in the city of Compton.
All right, Mario, great to hear from you. You know, Andra's been holding on for a long time, so we're going to go to Andra from Inglewood.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted the persons that were sitting at the table with me to know that I went into the swap meet mall yesterday to get telephone accessories, and I was informed that there are 5 other black merchants in that building. And I asked your Korean guest at Simply Wholesome, why did he think that the mall was not destroyed during the second insurrection? He said because they were on top of the roof. The merchant that I purchased telephone accessories from said that the police department had set up the entire mall as a substation.
Wow. You know, Andre, it's 5:57, so let's talk more about this on Radio Free Friday. Glad to know there's 5. Sounds like a future front page show that we could do, to have all 5 of them in here and see what they're selling and what they're doing. Marie from L.A., I need the short version, if you would. Marie?
Yes, good morning.
Morning. Short version, if you would. Almost into Steve Harvey time here.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Sky.
Good morning.
Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. God bless you.
Thank you, Marie. Okay, we're almost out of time, but Mr. Peoples, the original Compton resident here on the phone.
Yes, reparations remembered by ancestors. Good morning, Ms. Dominique and Mr. Sky Fisher. Now, we have a slave ship Holocaust curriculum, and I would like for you to take a look at it and be a part of it. So I would like to meet with you because, see, with what you're doing right now, you know, it's unfortunate on your part, you know, but on the other hand, you could stand out and really do something for the youngsters, you know, in teaching our history. And I would really love to be a part of that.
Mr. Peoples, we'll put you guys in touch and hopefully make that happen. We got to go. It's Steve Harvey time. Sky Fisher, I thank you for stopping by. Where can we find you online where it's not a fake Twitter? It's not where we know it's actually you.
Go directly to my website, which is www.skyfisher.com. And thank you so much, Dominique, for having me on your show on Front Page. Thank you, KJLH. Thank you, Mike, Jennifer, my sister and fellow Toro, Jasmine, and everyone in the community that has been keeping me in prayer and encouraging me to push forward. Thank you so much.
Boy, we appreciate your sharing with us this morning, Jasmine. Canik, good job. And skyfisher.com, we'll have it linked at kjlhradio.com, like we always do. As you go on your way about your day, let's take a moment to affirm ourselves, folks. Let's take a deep breath in and let us release. Today, let me remember, order is God's grace. Where I am is where I need to be in order to learn or remember. Order begins with the spirit and flows to the mind. My thoughts are ordered by God. My steps are ordered by God. My life is ordered by my choices. Until next time, Radio Free family, be well. One love.
KGLH, Compton, Los Angeles.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Please.
Steve Harvey.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, I do. In spite of it all, God has been good to me. In spite of all my ill decisions, mistakes along the way, man, God has always kept me. And, you know, I want to share something today. You know, just remember, see, there's really, really something to this relationship with God. It really, really is. I am living proof that there is something to this relationship with God. That when you form a relationship with God, that you become covered. That he camps angels around you. That God protects you. That there's something to that. If I were anybody, I would want that. I mean, if I were anybody, I could foresee a need for that. I really, really do. I don't see how a person who's thinking clearly would not want to be protected, to feel covered, to have comfort, to realize that no matter what comes against you, that you have someone with you, a force, a relationship with a higher power that's so great, man, that no matter what happens, he can sustain you through it all. I don't know anybody in their right mind that would not want that. What you cannot do is think that it's not available for you, because it is. God's love, his grace, and his mercy is available for all of his creations, and you are one of his creations. Irregardless as to how your parents have acted, irregardless as to how you've been treated by people, the fact of the matter is that